Trevin and Richie, what do you guys take from last year's NCAA tournament game, and what how is that serving to motivate and drive you guys this year?
I mean, definitely a lot of us on the team. That was our first time in this, like with this opportunity, and we got freaking smacked. And you know, like take a few key things right there is we got to come out and be the aggressor. And you know, this is we've been around the block now. It feels like as a team, and a lot of guys have been here in this spot before. And just with having all the confidence in the world and all the focus of just getting the job done and being the tougher team. That's my takeaway.
Yeah, I'll just double down. Like, we're excited. We're excited to be here. I feel like we're battle-tested, so I think that's kind of the difference. And, like, you know, Mo's been in the NCAA tournament. We have a lot of, you know, veteran dudes out here, and it's going to be awesome to go out there and play again with our band of brothers and, you know, play our brand of basketball. I think that's something that we really got to double down on going into this game.
Other questions over here?
Mo, how much growing up in Australia, how much did you follow, you know, March Madness? And what was your experience like at Rutgers playing in March Madness?
Well, going back in Australia, you know, I was a, you know, young kid. I started playing when I was 12, but I was always a, you know, a kid that was watching it on TV. At first, I didn't know what it was because I wasn't very familiar, but as I got to, you know, I grew. Learning about the game of basketball, I kind of knew what it was and how big it was. And in regards to my time at Rutgers, was you know tremendous. I went there as a little boy, and now I left as a grown man. So I learned a lot, played a lot of games over there, and yeah, just over great overall experience.
Other questions? Here we go.
Yeah, I don't know how much you guys hear all the noise surrounding your guys' matchup, but a lot of people picking the underdog against you guys. You guys are battle-tested all year. Do you hear that noise, and does it affect how you guys prepare for the game at all?
It should have no effect on us. We're here to play basketball and play our basketball.
Anything else? Go ahead.
Richie, obviously everyone's making a big deal that you're great-grandfather invented tater tots. How is that little nugget of information kind of resonated in the Saunders household?
It's hilarious. I don't know where that came out of, like, just came out of nowhere. But, yeah, I mean, my grandpa founded Orida, great-grandpa founded Orida, which founded the tater tot. And it was hilarious how, I don't even know how it got started. Maybe Tyson knows, but it's just, I don't know where it came out, but we've had a lot of laughs and, like, just in our house and had a lot of tater tots.
Like that one now, guys.
Jackson Payne, Deseret News. Trevin, you're a super senior. This is your last ride in college basketball. You've been on a lot of BYU teams over the past few years. In your opinion, what makes this team this year different from the rest that you've played on?
Yeah, it was super interesting. I was telling some of my teammates, even the coaches, that once our name popped up on March Madness, I was excited. You know, I feel like it was such a different feeling than previous years. Like I said, I think we're battle-tested. I'm super proud of our team, like how the season started to where we are now. I feel like we're one of the hottest teams in the country. We're playing our brand of basketball. We're trusting, you know, each other and trusting God and just doing our thing. And so I think it's super fun to be able to, you know, play that way. And so we're super excited for our matchup against VCU on Thursday.
Greg Wrubell, BYU Sports Network. For any of you guys, how much has playing a pretty pressure-heavy group of teams, especially down the stretch, helped to face a team that does hang its hat on the defensive end and likes to press as well?
Go, Mo.
I feel like, you say one more time, please.
Just how much has playing a lot of pressure-heavy teams, especially late in the year, maybe prepped you for a team like VCU?
You know, I feel like it's very great, you know. I feel like, you know, you play to win, and also playing great teams down the stretch towards the season is what you want. You know, I feel like every team in March Madness is going to be a good team, no matter what seed they are. So I feel like we're battle-tested, and I feel like it's actually great. I'd rather play them early rather than late. So I feel like it's a great experience for everybody.
Right there.
Luke Evans, Denver Post. Trevin, you mentioned, you know, one of the hottest teams in the country. You guys were on a huge win streak before Houston. What was there a turning point, you know, in the season where you feel like things really clicked for you guys, or a moment or anything where you felt kind of the shift there?
Yeah, I would say when we played at UCF, we kind of like UCF's another pressure-heavy team. They're really athletic, and we kind of just turned the ball over a little bit in the first half. And Coach Young really challenged us going into the second half, and I think that's when our momentum kind of shifted. That's when our mindset kind of shifted of, hey, we got to play our brand of basketball, but we have to be the tougher team. We can't let guys, you know, knock us over. We have to be the first team that he kind of punches. So I think that was kind of the biggest shift, and then obviously the one at West Virginia was huge.
Follow right back on that. Does that experience, you know, thinking back again, facing another kind of pressure-heavy team going into this matchup, do you think back to that UCF game and get a little bit of confidence knowing that that's kind of where that shifted for you guys playing a similar sort of style?
Yeah, I feel like every Big 12 team is, you know, pressure-heavy. Like, we played Houston, we played Cincinnati, like West Virginia. All these teams are really pressure-heavy. They rebound really well. I think VCU hangs their hat on the offensive rebounding side of the ball. So I feel like we're, again, battle-tested, and we have, you know, resumes, we have statement wins that can help us, you know, challenge VCU in a different way. So I think it's going to be a great matchup, and I'm excited to play a team that's, you know, as the caliber as VCU is.
Over to your left, guys.
Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune. For Trevin and Rich, you've been there for a while. How excited were you when you realized you were going to be playing at Elevation against a bunch of teams that are not from Elevation, knowing what kind of advantage it's been for you all season? I think you're 17-3 this year at Elevation and 7-6 at sea level.
Knock on wood. Yeah, I think the Elevation was huge. I think we were really excited. You know, it's closer to home. You know, we're hoping to get, you know, a lot of Cougar fans out there. But yeah, I think it was huge for us.
I don't really have much else to add other than we're happy that we were close to home. There's going to be a lot of blue in the stands.
Richie, you guys have been a really confident team, especially the latter half of the season. Did the loss to Houston and the way that game unfolded nick your confidence at all?
I hope not. You know, I shouldn't have. Not for me personally, and I'm sure that's how it was for the guys. You take your losses, you learn, and you get back up. That's what we've done all season. 1-3, lose at TCU, same thing. You know, other stretch of losses, do the same thing. You have to figure out how to build yourself up and keep going on. Exactly what we did at West Virginia after a tough little stretch of losses, right? That's what we've done all season. Just because we lost that one, we learned. We're grateful for the opportunity to respond.